Praise God. Amen. Amen. It is good to see you all this morning here. A few faces that couldn't stay away and had to come back. It's good to see Miss Lockwood and Jerry and others that I see. A few announcements as we get started. You'll see everybody online too. Thank you all for joining us. It's good to have you all here every week with us. A few announcements. The first one is the back to school prayer gathering. I hope you all have a part of this, have been signed up for it. If not, you need to be. So tomorrow, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., we're going to have prayer for the schools of Nolensville. We need to be in prayer for the schools. They're going back to school online. Parents don't know how to be parents right now, and teachers don't know how to be teachers, and it's all kinds of crazy. So we're going to be praying. So if you're at home, go ahead and click on the link. You can find it on the website. You can find it on the Facebook page. Click on the link that takes you to the sign up for that. I hope you do it, and we'll talk about it as a church and a congregation in a little bit about how we might be able to sign up today. But we got plenty of hours that need someone signed up for it. So make sure you put your name on there, and sometime during that hour, from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., sometime during that hour, it'd be your responsibility to lift up the schools and teachers and students and everybody in prayer. So that's one thing that's going on. The second thing is the 2020 Angel Tree for this fall. We're putting together the gift bags for our friends on the streets, and we need paperback books, right, Jackie? Jackie has put a box out front on the steps. So if you're at home and you don't want to come into the church, we understand that. You can take the box or the books and put them on the box on the front porch of the church, or you can bring them in here on Sundays, either one. But we'll have those paperbacks so we can take them on the streets and in our gift bags and give them to those folks that are in need. So that's going on. What else we got going? Yeah, if you're worshiping online right now, we want to make sure we get the prayer requests a little bit earlier so we can have them in our prayer time. So if you've got prayer requests for today, I hope that you go ahead and put them in the comments of the Facebook page or the YouTube site, either one, so that we can have time for prayer over those prayer requests. And, of course, we'll take prayer requests from the congregation when we have that prayer. But go ahead and start listing them online, if you would, so that we can write them down and have them in a few moments. What else is going on? The other thing, we don't have a slide for it, but beginning this Tuesday, I have become lax in doing videos because they're not easy to do, to be honest. They're kind of weird to do, to sit there and talk to a screen, but I need to be doing those. And so on Tuesdays from here on, expect sometime during the day for there to be a video that pops up on the Facebook page, on the website, maybe YouTube as well. That's just sort of reflections over the last couple of days since Sunday. And so we'll start having those on Tuesday. You can be looking forward to those if you want to. And that'll start, like I said, this Tuesday. Is there anything else going on in the life of the church? Anything else we need to talk about? Anything else going on? Well, if not, if you would please rise. We have our call to worship for today. It comes from Psalm 119. And it reads this way. Praise be to you, Lord. With our lips we recount all the laws that come from your mouth. We rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. And consider your ways. We delight in your decrees. We will not neglect your word. Be good to your servants while we live, that we may obey your word. Let's go to God in prayer. Lord, during this time that we come together, we lift up your name and we call on your name because we recognize that your name is above all names. During this hour of the week, we come into this place, we log on online, we do whatever it is we do because we recognize that we need to lift up the name of God. We need to make sure that we know and everybody else knows who our God is. And so, Lord, we ask for blessings then during this time to give us strength and courage to be able to speak those words, Lord, that we know that you are our God and that you created us. And so then, Lord, we ask that you show us how to praise, lift our spirits, bring us into the right mindset, whatever you need done so that we lift up your name as you would have it lifted up. And then, Lord, teach us during that time what it means to be a person of faith. Show us what it means to walk in your path. Show us what it means that you will love us eternally. Show us these things, Lord, so that we may praise you again. We ask these things in your name, and God's people said, amen. As you are seated, we're going to start having the lyrics up on the screen. Now, I need to say something about that before we get started. One of the difficulties of this virus is that singing is a super spreader. It's normally 6 feet, right? Well, for singers, it's like 30 feet. That's why, Jane, we got him quarantined behind a shield and everything else back there as he sings. So we're hoping not everybody sings to the top of your lungs, but we also know people worship through these lyrics and these words. And so as you need to hum or sing under your breath or whatever it is, we recognize that. We want to make sure they were there. But again, we want to be careful in these days. So anyway, if our esteemed musicians would.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in
talk about taking things to God in prayer. I want to share with you the prayer request that we received online. If we didn't get yours yet, we'll make sure that by the end of the service that we do have them and mention them. We have Marianne Coleman, a prayer for Doris, Kimberly and Rain, Crystal Harvey, a prayer for Paul Campbell. He's staying with, I believe he's still with his son over in West Nashville somewhere. He was in the hospital a couple of weeks ago, but I talked to him recently. He's doing very well, great spirits. Bobby Vaughn, we need to be in prayer for, and please pray for Pete Franciscan's father. The hospice has been called for Pete Sr., and we need to be in prayer for that family as they gather around their loved one in these difficult times. Are there others that we need to be in prayer for today? Yes, ma'am. Yep, Mike and Timmy. Traveling Mercies. Are there others that we need to be in prayer for?
Greg Bullock,
we need to be in prayer for.
Are there others? I hope so, all of these. Please.
Pray for a cure, brother. That we need to be in prayer for. There's a lot of hardworking people. We need to be lifted up in prayer as they're pursuing that. You're exactly right, man. Are there others that we need to be in prayer for today? Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
Good, and I have someone for the prayer list.
Yes, ma'am, perfect timing.
My best friend's mom, Gladys, she's in the hospital right now. She's been having a lot of issues. They're testing her to see if she's got cancer. They've done biopsy and stuff. So you can pray for her. She's really scared. It's like her third trip in, and no one can go visit her. She's
right.
Alone.
Be in prayer for Gladys. The anxiety of going to the hospital right now is brutal, I can imagine.
Anxiety. Yeah. We're praying for infection over cancer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So be in prayer for Gladys,
your best friend's mom. Are there others we need to be in prayer for this morning?
And again, if you have those online, we'll be receiving those that we didn't receive so far. We'll be getting those before the end of the service. Let's go to God in prayer if we could. Gracious and loving God, we lift up these names to you. Marianne Coleman, Doris, Kimberly and Rain, Crystal Harvey, Paul Campbell, Lord. He and Bobby Vaughn are stalwarts of this church, and we pray for them. We lift up Pete Franciscan Sr. and the entire family. We lift all of them up, Lord, because we know that they are in difficult times now and challenging times. And we just ask that you draw everybody together in that family and lift them and strengthen them and comfort them in such challenging days. Lord, we pray for Mike and Timmy and traveling mercies. And we pray for Greg Bullock. We pray for a cure for this virus, Lord. It dampens everything we do. And we want to be lifted up and not kind of brought down. And Lord, so we pray for all of those people and all the scientists and medical workers who are trying to find a cure and a vaccine for this. We just thank you, God, for their minds and how you can lift them up and give them strength. And then we pray for Gladys, Lord. We know that there is such anxiety in these days, especially when you're sick and not doing well. And so we ask, Lord, that you bless those folks as well. And Lord, we thank you, God, that we can turn these things over to you. And we thank you, God, that you ask us to give you these and give gifts and give our tithes and give ourselves as living sacrifices to you. We thank you, God, for that, because you didn't have to do so. You could have not done that, and yet you've asked for it. And when you did, you spurred us on to do good things and to care about things. And we thank you, God, for that. So, Lord, we just ask you to bless these gifts that we give to you, and we ask that you do something in the lives of these that are in a prayer request, and we ask, Lord, that you teach us how to give our gifts in whatever way we can. And we ask this in your name, and God's people said. I want to play something for you real quick. So I asked a couple of weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, I guess, for people to send in their gifts, right? Well, some of y'all remember Sveta Yatsky. Some of y'all weren't here then, but Sveta sent in a video of her playing and singing, which y'all know is going to be fantastic because she's amazing. So we're going to play that for a moment. But as we get it ready, give me one second. I want to read something else. And this is another way that people can send in their gifts. Because I had a wonderful gift from John Wagner. He sent a little card in, and I want to read it to everybody. He sent it to everybody. He said, me and Sally, I guess that's the cat, if I remember correctly, is Sally's the cat. Me and Sally are staying in to stay healthy. We do walk every day, half a mile to a mile. I miss church and you people. At the age I am, I can't take any chance. Andrea and Larry look after me, meals and clean house. I read good books and write in my tablets. It'll take a family a long time to read it after I'm gone. I love everyone and hope to see you soon. And that's John Wagner. So if anybody else wants to send a card in or something like that, we'd love to share those with the church. And then also share the video that we have. For those at home, this video, I'm going to say, may get a little choppy and blurry at times. I apologize. We are taxing our computer equipment as much as we can with everything we're kind of doing with video now. The good news is this has spurred us to purchase a new computer. So here in the next week or two, we hope to have an even more enhanced system. So if this gets a little blurry and choppy, you can find it on our Facebook site later as a post. And you can find it on our website as well. So here is Sveta. Thank you. How did I lose my mask? There it is. Savannah, if you're watching, that was absolutely beautiful, and thank you so much for a second shot at the song. There we go. Hey, it's beautiful enough. We should have done it twice, man. That was gorgeous. Absolutely amazing. But thank you, Savannah, for sending those video to us. And again, we'll post it online so everybody can pick it up later as they choose. I read one more time. From Galatians 5, 22 and 23, it is the scripture we've been preaching on, I guess, now for a couple of 3 months. We've had this sermon series, and I'll read it one more time. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. I want to say this morning that I am happy. Because what I read in the scripture this week, after reading it time and time again, what I get from it this week, what I got from reading it the 5 billionth time, is that I know that God didn't leave me to figure this life out on my own. I'm happy because none of us have to go on this life all by ourselves. I'm joyful this morning because God didn't see it fit to just make humanity and then retreat into some penthouse in the sky to leave us down here to mess with it ourselves. I praise God this morning because that's not how God decided to do it. God's not about that. God's in it with us in this world. Amen? Now, I praise God because I got a role to play in it too. I'm going to say that. You know, we're not robots, are we? We're not reading a script, or at least we better not be. We better be thinking our way through life, and God's given us the ability to do that, praise God. God said, here's you some freedom to do the right thing. God said, here, go walk this path. Go feast at my table if you choose. And thank God I got a role in that because it feels so good when I get it right sometimes. But I thank God that God doesn't leave me to it on my own to figure it all out. God's still involved in this world. God gives us a way. God gives us a path. God gives us instruction and advice and prompts and motivation and even gives us the faith that we need itself to walk down God's own way. I praise God today because God didn't have to do it that way, but He did. God didn't leave us to our own devices. God gives us everything we need to go the way this life was designed to go, which is God's way, Jesus' way, the way of the Holy Spirit. We've been given everything we need to walk that path. We've been given this book, this Bible. Now, I don't worship it. I'm not saying we ought to do that. Somebody can take his Bible out right here. That was my daddy, so don't do that. But somebody can take this Bible out right here and burn it, and I don't care. I'll get another one, right?
I don't worship it. But what is in that, though, in these scriptures, is the revelation of who God is. It's who God is right here. And we've been given these scriptures that we say were inspired by God's own wisdom, man. This book, this book of God, and that's what it is. It's not a science book, you know. It's not a history book. It's not an instruction manual. It's not a geography book. It's not a physics book or anything else. This book that we have is a theology book. It tells us who God is. God's children who had an intimate relationship with God were inspired to tell everybody about how awesome God is. And right here in this book, we have it. We have stories, man. We got Genesis. It's filled with grandiose visions, right, of God. It forms the foundation of who we are as people. We read, it says, God breathed God's own breath into our lungs and made us in God's own image, even if sometimes this image is a little bit fuzzy. And what we find that also in Exodus, that God's a rescuing God. Not only does God create, but God comes back and rescues too. And then after God rescues, God leads and guides and teaches and gives commandments and manna and everything we need to live. And we know, though, through the stories that even when God's people drift away, even when we run away at a full sprint, you all, even then, God is always there calling us back, drawing people in, tempting us to come back into the fold where it is so much more beautiful than anything that we can know on the outside. We're not left to ourselves. God is always there screaming at us, come back, man, come back. In this book, we have the prophets. We can know exactly what it looks like when the people lose sight of God and God's way. It's right there in the scriptures. It's right here. We have Amos, and we have Micah, and we have Isaiah, and we have Jeremiah. And their primary role, the prophets' primary role, was that they were ordained by God to bring people back onto the path. God does not give up on us. Amen. We have beautiful poems in this gift. We have stories like Ruth that tell us that everybody's got a place at the table, man. Ruth is why Philip could baptize the eunuch and why Jesus could offer living water to the Samaritan woman. It's all right there in this book. And we have the story in here too of our Savior, man, our Messiah. We have stories of the one that we say saved us. The only stories of Jesus Christ that we believe that are true to who He was are in this book. We say we were lost and now we are found, and we have the life story of the one who did it right here. We have it right here. God and God's people gave this gift to us. We have these stories, man. We have stories of Jesus' birth, of His life, of His teachings, of His parables, of His opinions, of His relationships, of His interpersonal conflicts, examples of what His faith looks like. We have miracles and we have prayers. We have who He sided with. We have who He chastised. All in four books of the Bible. We have His death and we have His resurrection and we have His ascension to the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from where He shall judge the living and the dead. And we have all that, man. God gave it to us. We're not left to ourselves. We have what's happened since. We have Paul's letters and all the rest of the letters to show us how beautiful it can be when we live just as Jesus Christ called us to live, and how challenging it can be when we live that way too, and even when we don't. Paul said, be a living sacrifice. He said, in everything you do, be a living sacrifice. And we have that gift that Paul gave us. It's all right here. One time I went to jail to see somebody. I had a clergy pass. They give you a clergy pass to go into the jail, and I don't look like normal clergy, I know that. And a guard asked me, he said, if you're clergy, why don't you have a Bible on you? And I'm a smart aleck, so I told him I had it memorized. He didn't appreciate that answer. And after what I preached, though, I think I maybe should have it memorized. We've been given that so that we know what God looks like. We have this book that shows us what the way looks like and what it means to be a citizen in the kingdom of God. And y'all, that's just the first thing we have that God's blessed us with. That's just the first way that God's left us, has not left us to our own devices. Because we got prayer too, do we not? By the way, if you're online right now, go to that link. I mean, keep listening to me, but go to that link and sign up for the prayer tomorrow. And if you're here in this room and you haven't signed, are you willing, who's willing to pray for the students tomorrow? You're willing to, who else is willing to pray? We got some, anybody willing to pray? Y'all got it? All right, so if you're willing to pray, stay here after the worship service. We're going to sign up real quick so we get all these names on here, okay? So just stick around for like 5 minutes, all y'all that just said you'd pray. Because y'all, if you spend 10 minutes in prayer, 10 minutes. If you spend, God forbid, 30 minutes in prayer, and I mean real prayer. I mean the kind of prayer where you open yourself up and flow out. If you just unload on God, lift up God, pledge yourself to God and no other God, if you do that in prayer and really allow yourself to go and you don't find it a little bit easier to walk down Jesus Christ's path, then you ought to get a refund on your tithe or something. You know, you ought to get your money back guaranteed if you're not going, if you're going to God in prayer and then you just don't find it a little bit easier to walk the path. Prayer and meditation, that's what I do when I write the sermons, by the way. That's my kind of prayer time and meditation time. I'm kind of working it all out as I go, you know. And when I'm done with it, when I finally get the sermon together and I've spent that time preparing and thinking about God and praying and all that, well, it's harder for me to venture off the path for a while, you know. I want to be nicer. I want to be gentler. I want to be more humble. I want to be a better dad and a better husband and a better friend and a better friend to strangers, because something happens when you're in prayer that draws you into what God wants. That's God working on us, I guess. And we have that, man. We have been given that, and that's just what we do in prayer. Imagine what God does in it. I can go on. We've been given so much that we don't have to do this alone. We've been given a conscience. That nagging so-and-so in my brain that keeps me on the right path. And while maybe that my conscience doesn't always work exactly right, when we're in the Word and we're in prayer, it sure helps. When we fill our conscience up with the right stuff, and when we nourish it, and when we prime it, when we come at it from the right direction, our conscience leads us down paths that Jesus would have walked, where we care about the right things and where we treat people right. And when the rest of the creation is treated right as well, where we walk exactly where Jesus would have walked, where we stand with who Jesus would stand with and against those who Jesus would stand against. We've been given this conscience because God decided it was right and good to give it to us. Praise be to God. We have a thinking mind. We have the ability to think. You wouldn't always note it by how little we do it. But y'all, it's there. We've been blessed with this incredible gift to think our way through things. Are you kidding me? We've been given those who have come before us as well. We've been given other people. We've been given heroes of the faith who walked in ways that we sometimes wonder if it's even possible to walk. We have our families who have led godly lives, man, and we follow them. We have friends who guided us down the path when we didn't even know there was a path to follow. We have teachers who just wanted to teach us something about the faith, man. We've had pastors who never knew if they were saying enough or not saying too little. But we just want to say something. We have those who we never knew, but who did things that rumbled us deep in the faith. We look at certain people, we wonder if we can just be a fraction of that, man, we'll be walking in the Word. And y'all, we were given all this. It was a gift to us. All of this history and the Scripture and the Holy Spirit too, we've been given the presence of God in this world today. God's Spirit is still moving in this world. Amen. The Spirit of God can bring you to your knees on the exact moment that you need to be brought down. We're given the Spirit of God, man, the Spirit of life. We are given all this because God decided that God wasn't going to leave us on our own. God would show us this life and what it could be like when we live it in the name of God. And do we ever wonder, or do we ever think about it, or do we ever appreciate how amazing these gifts are that we've been given? This Scripture, our friends, prayer. Do we understand how beautiful this is? I don't know that we do enough. I don't know any of us do. I wonder if maybe sometimes we're like our kids, not my kids, but other kids, and we just don't appreciate the gifts of the parents like we should. But that doesn't change the gift is there, does it? We're not alone, man. There's something pointing us down the way. And God did not have to do it like that. God could have just told us to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, you know? God could have told us that He gave us His perfect world and we're the ones that messed it up, so live with it. He could have said if we left hate, if we let hate and greed and apathy and domination of all this stuff into the creation, then too bad. You made your bed and asleep in it. But God didn't do that. God gave us the way. And then when we walked off of the way, God gave us one who walked it perfectly to bring us back, because God's awesome, right? When we didn't think there could be anything else to give, God gave the Son. God showed what grace looks like. God showed what mercy looks like. God showed what absolute forgiveness looks like. Just when God could have cut us off because we killed God Himself, God gave us everything. Thank God that Paul was given the inspiration to write everything he wrote too. You know, thank God for Paul. Because just in case we misunderstood what this kingdom is like, just in case that we missed it, just in case we didn't have a clear picture, if it got a little fuzzy, if we didn't have a clear feeling of what it was like or a clear understanding of what it was like, Paul let us know. He made it real easy for us. He kept it incredibly simple. He said, this whole thing that we're doing, this whole thing that we're about is really only about this. It's about love and joy and peace and endurance and kindness that stands for the right things and goodness to its core and faithfulness to the way, no matter where the way takes us, and meekness, not weakness, but the meekness that Jesus and Moses had, and self-control. He said, that's what it looks like. That's what it tastes like. We were given this description of what it feels and what it looks like when we live in the way of God, in the way of the Holy Spirit. And Paul wanted to know, or wanted us to know how beautiful it is, man, how perfect it is. And so here is a painting of what it looks like. This is what it looks like to be faith. And yet, we humans, we people, we make rule after rule and law after law and expectation after expectation and appropriate ways of living on top of one another and ways of thinking and opinions and all kinds of stuff that go right against what Paul said the kingdom looks like. Even though we have it lined out right here, and praise God we do, we as people are still tempted to eat from the same tree that tells us that we can make up our own rules and be just fine. Here we have all this goodness, and we've gone and split ourselves up. We still give ourselves to all sorts of gods other than vowing ourselves to the one true God. We still depend on other gods to make us whole and to keep us all buttoned up and safe. We define ourselves by other images and forgetting that we were created in one image. Y'all, we look just like God. And it's Paul's Christians who say, I don't care about those other ways. It's Paul's Christians who say, I don't care that the world can make laws and rules and regulations and expectations and provocations and legitimizations. And I don't care. None of us ought to care. Not one single one of us, because we know what the way looks like, man. It doesn't look like any of that stuff. It looks like love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control as Paul defined them. And if the world's way doesn't look like those things, it's not anything I'm supposed to do anyway, because Paul said that against these things, there is no law against them. There's nothing binding us because we follow one giver of the way. That's God. That's Jesus Christ. That is the Holy Spirit of God that invites us to the table and says there is one fruit to eat from. And praise be to God, I don't have to try to figure that what that is out while all those other gods are yelling at me, telling me to eat something else. I don't have to figure it out because God has already shown us. God's already had it figured out because God made this. God's the one who put all this together, man. God gave us the Scriptures, and God gave us Jesus, and God gave us the Holy Spirit, and God gave us people who would join us on the walk right on down the path. Because of all that, I don't have to guess. We don't have to wonder. We know what it looks like, and as long as we keep our eyes focused on the way and keep our eyes on Christ, staying open to the moving of the Spirit, then we'll know the truth that Paul told us when he said that the Spirit, or the fruit of the Spirit, is love. We know the rest. But love. Against these things, man, there is no other law. We got it, man. We got everything we need. All the signs of God are pointing us in the right direction. The journey is simply ours for the taking. And so after 3 months of reading about what it looks like in the kingdom of God, I say, let's go out there and live it now. Let's go live it in ways that maybe we haven't lived it in before. Let's honor what has come before us and honor what we've been given and go out in the world and live every way that we can possibly imagine to live as God called us to live and as Paul said we ought to. Let's go out and live it and honor it for everything that we've been given. And praise be to God. And God's people said, amen. We have one more song this morning that we will worship through. If there are those who want to come and pray at the altar is always open for those who want to come pray. If there's someone at home that has a concern and wants to pray, I ask that you take a moment now and find your place to just pray for a few minutes and see where that brings you in your faith walk. And if anybody needs to talk to the pastor, you're always welcome to call or email or text or whatever you want to do too. But just know that when we leave this place, our job is simply go live this incredible kingdom just like Paul had described to us.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching for you and for me.
I also want to make sure we're in prayer for Judy Judkins and Jackie Buller. Tammy Judkins sent that in, so we need to make sure we are in prayer for Judy Judkins and Jackie as well. For those who are willing to do the prayer thing tomorrow, stick around for a few minutes when we get done. We're gonna maybe Julie can log on or something, or we'll find a way to sign up for different hours. But we want to make sure we're in prayer all day long tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. For the Nolensville School. So let's go to prayer one more time. Gracious God, we thank you that we have not been left alone, but that you, your own presence, your word, the Spirit, friends and family and strangers alike who have influenced us in the faith. We thank you, God, for prayer, for all of these ways that we're allowed and to enter into your presence. So we ask, God, that as we leave here, as we go out from these doors, as we go into the world, that you continue showing us where your path is. Allow us to walk in the ways of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Lord, teach us those ways moment by moment, because what we know Paul said was, that's the best way there is to be. That's where the Spirit's moving. And so we ask, Lord, that you just show us where the feast is so that we may participate in whatever way you allow us. So send us out from this place, Lord. Send us from here and go into the world doing all the good that we can find and telling people about how amazing you are. And when we're done, we'll give you all the glory. And God's people said, amen, amen. Online, thank you all so much, and we'll see you all next time. God bless everybody. And stick around for a minute if you want to.